Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, live with Acelia, Celiah, Ataria, and Zariah, Thursdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Not love, I'm a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angry. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Where there is prophecy, they will cease. And where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfection disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put those childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Been to the valley down below. I've seen the mountain top so high, but nothing can compare to God's love, and that's the reason why I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. So I bow down, Yah, at your feet. Yah, I bow down so humbly. Yah, I bow down at your feet, the highest place of worship. Oh, oh. Been through the sunshine and the rain. God's love remains the same. You said your word will never change. Today, tomorrow, and yesterday, oh, you know I put my trust in you. No matter the storm, you guide me through, yeah, yeah. Things of this world, I let them go. And singing from my heart, yeah, I will show. I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. So I bow down, yeah, at your feet. Yeah, I bow down so humbly. Yeah, I bow down at your feet, the highest place of worship. Oh, oh, oh. I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. I present my body a living sacrifice. So I bow down, yeah, at your feet. So I down, yeah, humbly, yeah, I bow down, yeah, at your feet, the highest place of worship. Oh, oh, yeah, I bow down at your feet. So I bow down so humbly. Yeah, I bow down, yeah, at your feet, the highest place.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Shalom, peace, ladies, and welcome back to BHYY Radio, Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua. We are the women's ministry of Israelite Heritage. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the place to be on Thursday evenings as you're making your commute from work and you are relaxing and all of that good stuff. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Ecelia Yisrael, along with my ladies on the panel. Shalom, peace, ladies. How y'all doing tonight?
Shalom, shalom, sisters. This is Akoti, Sister Zaria. I'm blessed. I'm doing well tonight. That song almost had me in tears over here.
Hey, shalom fam, how y'all doing? It's Salaya.
Doing well, doing well. And yes, that was just such a beautiful, beautiful opening there. You know, every time I listen to that song, it's like it never goes off. Like if she's coming to the end of doing the last, you know, it seems like she's getting ready to come back around to I present my body. You know, it's like it never goes
right,
off. Beautiful,
right.
Beautiful song. That's by Sister Maria. Or Akoti Maria, for those out there who are familiar. Now, welcome, welcome back. Don't forget, this is a live call-in show. That guest call-in number is 319-527-6302. Again, 319-527-6302. Even if you do not want to leave any commentary, you can always call in and listen. You can store that number in your phone, and you'll have it on speed dial whenever we're airing on Thursday nights, 5 o'clock p.m. CST. You can go ahead and call in. Tonight's topic of discussion, if you have not already noticed, is love and what is love. And so that definitely make sure that you stick around for the entirety of the show. Again, 319-527-6302. Is the number. And I do believe it was 2016 last show we did, right? So it's just, you know, time is flying. You know, it's 2017 now. And so, hey, that's what it is. So, man, we the whole year went now. Let me stop.
Right.
Last year we saw y'all, right? So it's 2016, and we're in 2017, and man, how time flies. So let's go ahead and get into it. it's the topic, you know, of many books, you know, and articles and songs and Hollywood movies. It's something that we as little girls, you know, we look up to our entire lives. And, of course, I'm talking about love, you know, whether we searched for it from our parents or grandparents, or whether we sought it in friendship or in men, it has always been the topic of discussion, not just for women, but for men as well. Like I said, many songs have been made about it, those throwback 90s love songs, yes, right, yes, and, you know, those 60s joints and things of that nature, love, 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 love. And a Baby is Born, a 1965 photographic book by Swedish photojournalist Lennart Nilsson, consisting of photographs charting a baby's growth and development. It's a book that a sister gave to me some years ago. The first thing that they talk about is love, you know, when they're talking about the development of the infant and the womb, they're talking about love and just how babies look to be nurtured and loved the moment that they exit the womb. I think that Ricky Lake also spoke about it in her documentary, for those of you who are familiar with The Business of Being Born. It's a documentary she did years ago, one of my favorites on the medical field and, you know, their corrective policies and, you know, how they treat pregnant women and things of this nature. And I do believe that she talks about it in there as well. Far as the bond between mother and child, and, you know, how babies really need that close touch and that love and that affection, and how just as humans overall, our need for love, you know, to be loved, to give love. But as is tonight's topic, what is love, right? What is love? Now, we opened with a poem. That was a poem by a brother reciting 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's funny because on my eSword, for those who are familiar with eSword, it's a Bible app that you can install, short for electronic sword, that you can install on your computer or your mobile device, and it's just a easy way to always have contact with your scriptures. And I have different versions of the Bible installed in the one that's on my computer, and one of them have these headers. You know, the header for different chapters. And the one for this chapter, for chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, is called The Way of Love, right? So we start this show with that poem because we know that Yah is love. We know that Yah is the way to love. But what does this mean? So when we say that Yah is love, what does this mean? And so this is what we'd like to discuss in tonight's show, What is Love? And special thanks to you, Celia, for finding that poem for us. I know I really enjoyed it, and like I said, it was a beautiful way to come into the show, followed by that beautiful song. So, ladies, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about love. What is love? Go ahead and give me your thoughts.
First, I want to say, Toda, thank you, Celia. That was a beautiful poem. And I'm finding in my life, you know, that we really don't know how to love, you know. And like you said, the ultimate meaning of love is Yah. Of course we all know that. But do we exhibit this action in all our affairs? You know, oftentimes we limit love by only associating it with the closest to us, like our mate, our children, our immediate family.
Right.
When it's far more deeper than that, a lot of times when dealing with others, our love has conditions. I love you, but you have to fit in my box. I love you as long as you don't taint my perception of you. I love you as long as you continue to give. Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Of course,
right.
Everyone loves a winner. I love you as long as you win it. We have
right.
to understand that love is a sacrifice. Meaning when you see a person in worse shape than yourself, you know, you don't mind giving up your wants for their needs, you know. And like that poem said, love is patient. I mean, you don't give up when things aren't going your way. You're not so quick to throw someone away. You know, love is building. Your ability to build people up instead of tearing them down because you may know their flaws or their weaknesses. You know, love is communication, being able to effectively talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, being able to talk your loved ones off the ledge, being able to tell someone they're in error, not just because you can, but because you love them. And when you love someone, you don't let them drive drunk. You know, love is sharing. Wanting for someone else what you want for yourself. Now, for some, this can be a hard one. A lot of us can't see past our own desires. You know, we can't see past that or past our own personal families. I've always been a giver. In fact, it makes me very happy to make someone else smile, to share that which brings me joy with another person. It's a blessing in my eyes. To be that speck of calm in someone else's storm is a good feeling. You know, love is healing. And this is one aspect of love we often forget when it comes to people, things, and situations. You know, when you handle things with love, when show love, it can be healed. And I'm going to give you a little example of what I mean when I say healing things. You know, I don't know if we have anybody out there who's like plant lovers, got the green thumb. I've never been a plant person, you know, but I've been around people who, you know, have seen plants dying, and a plant lover come along with the proper care of this plant, time, sunlight, water, you know, all our actions of love towards this plant, and that plant eventually comes back to life. Same with hurt people. When showed love, they can heal from that brokenness. They can heal from it. You know, and last but not least, self-love, taking care of our spiritual, mental, and physical health. You know, always being protective of the things we put in our mind, the things we allow in our spirit, you know, the things we put in our physical body, the way we carry ourselves, you know, the conversations we keep. You know, this love, the range of it is so wide. It's so wide. And it's so much deeper than just saying, I love you. You know, love is an action word. And you have to exhibit it in all your affairs.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I think that was beautifully said and well put. Pretty much the entire description that you gave is all encompassing. You know, that love is everything the way that you describe it. It's everything that it's supposed to be. I really love the way, and again, hey, I just use the word love, but I really love the way you brought in the fact love without limits. That is so important because that is truly what it means. It's without limits. It's without conditions. It's without barriers. It means that it does not have a parameter. It's not cut off. It's not shaped off. It's not sawed off. You know, there is no gate around it. It is, you know, it's everlasting. You know, it's more than words can describe. And the thing about the scripture in 1 Corinthians is, just like you said, Zariah, it's all about action. Those are actual verbs. You know, love is patient, love is kind, you know, love is this, love is that. It all takes some action. Definitely, just going back to what you were saying as far as the limits, definitely, you know, the limits that we put on love really stop us in every single aspect, and in whatever we're doing. Because if you don't have love, if you don't have that genuine love, how can you do anything that really comes from the heart? You know, we always say, wow, you know, I did that from the bottom of my heart. You know, from the bottom of my heart, I feel this. And truly, you know, we all associate the heart with love. But I really like the way you broke it down, because, I mean, to me, there's really no other way to describe it. I love that the analogy you gave with the plant, because truly love heals. You know, love does conquer all. I know we've all heard that saying in our lives at some point. It can truly conquer all. There's another scripture that, isn't it, I forget where it's at, you know, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is what?
Love.
You know, again, love, that's the greatest. And it's something that, you know, our Father Yah has always shown us. He has not put limits on the love that he gives to his children. He doesn't put a limit. He doesn't set a parameter. There is no condition. If you don't do this, it won't be that. You know, he's never lifted his love away from us. He's never taken it away from us. Even at the time that we didn't even know who he was, when we didn't know, you know, that he even existed, when we had put our faith, our hope, and our love into someone else, thinking that it was actually him, you know, the love that he showed us is truly, truly long-suffering. And, you know, that's something that I have been learning in my personal walk, definitely, you know, just growing as a human being, as a woman, to long-suffer with people who you love and who you care about. It's not about giving up on them. It's about being steadfast. And, again, that's another attribute of love, you know, long-suffering and not minding what it's going to take or how it's going to be or necessarily how it's going to turn out, just knowing that you will actually be there. And that just brings it back to what you were saying, Zariah, as far as that healing, because one thing that we show children and one thing children never forget is love. When you impress love upon a child, it is amazing. It is something that they will always remember you for. If they don't remember you from, you know, for anything else, it's the fact that you love them, you know. And it's so beautiful how you can watch a child grow and just knowing, you know, hey, you know, my son has maybe seen you ladies maybe just a few times in his life. He's only 5 years old, but you all have always shown him love. So when he comes around you, that's what he remembers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why he can wrap his little arms around you and love you and say, hey, is that Zariah? Hey, that's Zariah singing that song. Is that EC?
That's,
you know, this is something that our children remember. And as adults, we do the same thing too. We recognize love and we need love. And it's just so beautiful. So it's a great topic tonight. EC, what are your thoughts?
I just love everything that you ladies were saying. I mean, I love children, as everybody in the world should know by now. But that's what I love about children is that is the love that they have. It's like when a little baby, when a 3, 4, 5-year-old, when they hug you, it's genuine. You feel it. Like, it's, there's no phoniness to it at all. It does not have an agenda. You know, when a child kisses you on the cheek, it does not have an agenda. When a child says, I love you, it does not it, like it's it, but he or she does not have an agenda. It's purity. You know, it's love that's pure. And sadly, as we get older, we lose, more and more we lose that innocence that we have when we were children. Like, I'll tell you, I have nieces and nephews. I love my nieces and nephews. Well, I have two nieces and nephews that are really, really dear to me, and it's because I know they love me. So I'm always trying to make an effort to see them whenever I go to Chicago, because their love is genuine. Like, they're, you know, my nephew, you know, been around since he was born, and even though he's, what, 12 now, he'll just say out the blue, I love you, auntie, or whatever. I say, I love you more. Like, it's real. It's not just, oh, I just love you, you know, right now, but it's real, you know. And so I really like how you guys brought up long-suffering, because the definition of long-suffering is showing patience that we were talking about in spite of troubles. So, you know, forbearing, tolerant, you know, uncomplaining, just stillness, just being there despite troubles, despite adversity, despite all of this, you're patient and you're waiting for that healing that you ladies were talking about. You know, I ran across this quote. I was, as you guys were talking, I was sitting here scrolling through my phone trying to find this quote, because y'all know, you know, I like to, you know, keep quotes and kind of write them down and kind of just have that inspiration whenever I need it. And it's this quote that says that people grow when they are loved well. You know, if you want to help others heal, love them without an agenda, you know. And so I just think that's so powerful, because that's what we spend our whole lives looking for, and that's what we I think we underestimate love as a necessity. You know, we've been living the fairy tale, basically, or we've been around movies and TV shows and romanticizing and all of this, that we've watered down not just the purity of love, but the necessity for us to have love. It's not just some fairy tale ride off in a distance with some guy who's just your perfect physical image of a man. No, it's love in all aspects is something that we need as human beings. So when I was thinking about this topic, just thinking about, I think that because we've been without love for so long, I mean, for one, we're constantly perfecting love, I think, every day. You know, just as Z said, love is healing. We're constantly healing, so we're constantly loving, so that the more we live, the more we learn to love. And it's kind of like we're going backwards, because we enter the world as children loving, boom, no doubt about it. You're like, you don't have to explain love to a child. Child gonna look at you like, let me school you on something, okay? You know, 3-year-old gonna let you look at you like, I got this. You know, so you don't have to teach children about love, but as we get older and as we're introduced to a world that does not have love, a world that does not have as we get older and the more and more we are not loved, we learn not to love in return. The more and more we are not shown love, we learn how not to show love in return. And so by the time that we get to adulthood, where we should have perfected love, we're actually going backwards, and now we got to go back and find that innocence again we had as children, and now we got to go back and learn love again.
And you know what, and it's very disheartening, because sometimes the things that we go through in life cause, we get hardened. We get hardened by the hurts. We get hardened by the pain. Yep. We get hardened by the deception. And we become very fearful. You know, we become very fearful to love. And one of the things that you say, EC, really stuck out for me. You know, we caught up in this fairy tale about what love really is. But the truth is, love is not always pretty. And that's kind of like the beauty in it. You know, I have a friend, listen, I don't know, you know, and I have a friend that's been my friend over 30 years. You know, we don't talk all the time, you know, but she's my friend and it's genuine. And, you know, she's the type of friend, it's so beautiful, listen, sisters, it's so beautiful to share a level of love, unconditional love, with another sister, because we've been so messed up in the world to where we believe things like we can't trust each other. It's not always about that. You know, it's not, and I know it's hard sometimes because women can be jealous, they can be this, they can be that, but it's such a blessing to have those sisters that you can communicate with, and you know they genuinely love you. You know, one of the things about my friend, she can call me and tell me when I'm wrong, and I can accept that because I know it's coming out of love. You know, it's not going to always be running through the park and flowers and all that type of stuff. It's when you rock bottom to know that to know that you have somebody that's going to love you through it all. Man, it's nothing better than that. It's nothing better than that.
Right, because the person, you know, they truly want to see you win, you know, and
exactly.
So they're not going to, you know, it's 30 minute marker already, man. Now y'all know we got way more after this. I want to pick back up on where Zariah left off with it's not going to always be pretty. When we come back, we're talking about love, family. We're talking about what is love. But we got to go on a quick break, really quick. This is Throwback Thursday, so we're going to throw it back with Whitney Houston's My Love is Your Love. Now, check it out. As I was thinking about this throwback, I'm like, you know what? There's a woman in the scriptures who said this. I wonder if y'all going to figure out who it is. We'll talk about it when we come back. BHY Radio, let's throw it back. Whitney Houston, My Love is Your Love.
If tomorrow is judgment day, and I'm standing on the front line. And the Lord asked me what I did with my life. I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me. It's alright.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.
Your love, that is the jam there. And so any... Okay, hopefully I can be heard now. Welcome back, family, to BHYY Radio. That was Whitney Houston's My Love Is Your Love. That is the jam there. Ladies, are we back? Are we back?
Yes, we're back.
That is the jam. All right. It is. And, you know, there's a woman in Scripture who basically said that, My Love Is Your Love. She said, wherever you go, I go. Your people are my people.
Only death separates you and me.
That's Ruth. That is Ruth. And so her word, she said, your love is my love. Your Yah is my Yah, and Yah is love, right? So that's I kind of just thought about that as we were playing that jam there. And we're going to move right along here, moving right along. Now, as you ladies know, as you all know who are listening, or if you don't know, y'all know we like to play Guess That Jam. And basically the game goes like this. We play a jam lyric and we play a jam snippet, and if you know the name of the song and the name of the artist, you press 1 on your keypad if you're already called in to 319-527-6302, or you call in and you press number 1 on your keypad to let us know that you are in queue and you would like to speak and guess that jam for us. Now, this is a very, very, very good jam here. A new jam, but a good jam now nonetheless. I'm pretty sure we've all played it like 100,000,000 times. And so we will go out of the show tonight playing this song. So what we're going to do right now is play that jam lyric and play that jam snippet. And if you think you know it and you want to guess it, go ahead and call in. If not, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go ahead and spin that jam lyric and that jam snippet.
You did creation by your word alone. Search the highest heavens and the valley below, still there's no one greater.
Great creation.
So we basically gave that to you, but don't forget you still have to give us the name of the artist. That's 319-527-6302 if you know your Sam and you know that jam.
I know that jam. For real, I know that jam too.
All right, everybody know that jam, and we're going to see what it is shortly. But let's go ahead and get back on topic. I'm sure we can all talk forever on tonight's topic, so we definitely want to give enough time for us to just cover everything that we need to cover. Now, we left off on a very good point that I really wanted us to keep talking about, but y'all know we got to go on a break here. Zariah said something. She said, love is not always pretty, basically. You know, it's not always, you know, the image of you holding hands and skipping through the sunflowers and you know, those things. You know, now it's fun skipping through flowers and, you know, and singing and holding hands. And, you know, it's all good, but it's not always like that. You know, sometimes you're crying on each other's shoulders instead of hugging each other. Sometimes you're, you know, all of these things. So it makes me think about, as I was thinking about this topic, one of the things that I thought about when we say that Yah is love, I thought about the characteristics of Yah and how as people made in his image, we are to project that same kind of character. And when we do, this is love. So, for instance, you know, we've been talking about patience. Yah, you know, Yah is patient. You know, there are countless examples about it. You know, the fact that he has not done away with us individually or collectively is a testament to it, you know. So just looking at patience, I know, okay, this is a characteristic of love. You know, let me strive to acquire it and to implement it in my life. You know, looking at kindness, compassion, Yah is kind and compassionate. So I know this is a characteristic of love. Let me strive to be that. But also discipline, which comes back around to Zariah's point, you know, so we know that Yah punishes just as he rewards. You know, that Yah's wrath is just as real as his kindness, so let me strive to be a disciplined person, someone who is kind toward good but not no nonsensical toward evil, because this is how Yah is. He is full with mercy and compassion and patience for those who do good, but for those who do evil and who are stony-hearted, you know, there are countless examples of where Yah is wrathful. So, again, just looking at, thinking about love and what love is, first of all, I think it's something, like I keep saying, that we constantly strive to perfect, and I also believe it is the very character of Yah, you know, and so just like we see that Yah is, again, wrathful and disciplined and punishes, you know, as a matter of fact, we as a nation of people, we're on a punishment, so to speak, a timeout for not knowing who we are and who the Creator is and all of these things called the curses. That's Yah's love, because for a lot of us, and we've had shows where we each have shared our testimony. For a lot of us, if it had not been for those struggles growing up, if it had not been for those curses, so to speak, if it had not been for those trials, we would not have been able to recognize love. And so that was one of the ways that Yah had, you know, showed his love and compassion toward us, you know. And just like for those of us who have children, instead of, you know, you don't cast your children away, you don't do away with them, don't put them out of the house and just let them walk the streets homeless, but you may whoop them, you may put them on punishment, you may sit them in a corner. This, too, is love, and it's just as important for us to understand that as well as the fuzzy feeling thing.
Definitely, because the scripture clearly says he who hates his, he who spares the rod hates his child, hates his son.
That's right.
So, of course, a part of love is telling me when I'm wrong, telling me when I'm in error. And the same for my parents and my grandparents and growing up. You know, no doubt in my mind they loved me, but when I was out of line, when I was out of pocket, and when I was doing things that were harmful to myself, I needed to be corrected in these matters. You know, I needed to be disciplined. But does that take away from the fact that they love me? Not at all. Not at all. You know, and I know for myself, the way I grew up, I had to have tough love. You know, sometimes we just don't understand. You're in a timeout. You need to go sit in the corner. No, you got to be whipped so that you can understand
right.
what it is. You know, and ultimately, yeah, when we think about it, it protected us. You know, it protected us. Love is such a, like I said before, it's such a powerful thing. It's such a beautiful thing. And Do you guys really listen to the words of that song? You know, she was like, if I lose my fame and fortune, end up homeless on the street, and I'm sleeping in Grand Central Station, it's okay if you're sleeping with me. That's heavy.
Exactly.
You know,
yep,
that's heavy, because to have somebody in your life, and I'm not just talking about, you know, because, of course, sometimes we can love our children in and out, but when they get adults, they do their own thing. And I'm not talking about just the relationship. I'm not talking about just an intimate relationship with you and your spouse or you and your partner. I'm talking about people that we are in relationships with that are go that extra mile for us because they love us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's right. And that's why it's so important that whenever you have the opportunity to show someone love, that you take the opportunity to do so. You know, you ladies have brought up so many good points, and it's like my mind is racing because I want to be able to go back and comment on certain things. But before I talk about what you ladies just brought up, I want to get back to what you guys were discussing before, right before we went to break. You know, as far as going backwards, EC, that nice way that you put it, and so easy, you know, that we can understand that going back. You know, honestly, ladies, we reject love. We reject it. And we don't want to accept love for what it really is. And, you know, every time I think about, I think about the love that Yah has shown me, it's so graceful, it's so merciful, because he has shown me the error of my ways.
Your ways.
And he's shown me the error in my ways because he wants so much more for me. He wants me to be perfect. And he's given me scriptures, he's given me guidelines, he's given me sisters, he's given me brothers and fathers and mothers who can help me achieve this perfection. And, you know, we have to pull ourselves out of this box and selfishness that we've created, going back to what EC has said, as we've grown from being a child to a young teenager to now an adult, of, you know, a full-grown woman, because, you know, we like to call ourselves grown women. You know, I'm grown. You know, we, through life, we've just rejected everything that people have tried to show us. I mean, you know, Zariah, just how you said, you know, talking about getting that whooping or that spanking, you know, my family was the type, and I'm sure your family was too. You know, when you got a whooping or when you got a spanking, when you got a punishment, they would pull you to the side and say, hey, listen, this is why I did what I did, because you did this wrong, and you got to know that this was wrong, and I want you to do better. So next time you're faced with this chance to rebel or behave, you know, misbehave and be rude and act out, that you know that, hey, mama, daddy, uncle, and all of them, they showed me that that was wrong, and they put me in that position to where I could think about it, so now I can grow and be successful and not make that same mistakes. You know, we have to stop rejecting the love that people really give us. And, you know, it's just because we've become, you know, so full of ourselves over the years, because we've created all these walls and these barriers, and we want to try to protect ourselves. But what are we really protecting ourselves from? Are we protecting ourselves from the very thing that we've been praying for? Like, are you really protecting yourself from someone loving you? Are you really rejecting someone's love? And I was telling my husband not too long ago, you know, we have to start being more bold in how we love each other, and we have to take that opportunity, because it very well be, you know, it may be that you may be the only person in someone else's life to show them that type of love. So if Yah has given you that opportunity to give them this special kind of love, you got to do it, you know?
And one more thing, piggybacking off of what you said, are you really ready? Be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. When somebody's ready to love you, you can't reject it, you know?
That's right. So true.
So, yes.
Absolutely.
And definitely, again, when you're talking about, you know, them behind whoopings, love is building. That type of love is building character, believe me.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all won't believe what I just did. So I was trying to comment, and I put the, y'all know I use the landline for the radio show. I put the landline down, and while I picked up my cell, and I was trying to talk it to myself. Oh, that is funny. Because what had happened was, y'all, my computer was dying, so I was trying to hurry up and plug the computer in without nobody noticing. But anyway, that's funny. But you guys, you ladies are absolutely right. We do reject love, and that's something that, like I said, I look at love as a growing, like growing, a growth process. And I really believe that just as we heal every day, just as we learn every day, I really feel like we also learn to love every day. But see, that's dependent upon whether or not we choose to accept love today, and all that love has to offer, that will determine whether or not we've actually grown from it, and whether or not we've, like, perfected that love. You guys talked about protection, and love protects you in so many ways. I remember really quick something my sister and I used to do. Just, it was so stupid, it's just ridiculous, but we used to live in the projects. So, like, we didn't understand, or at least I didn't, that, like, I always had this mindset where I didn't understand why people in the projects had cars or whatever. So this is young me, you know, 7, 8 me. And, like, I knew people drove cars or whatever like that, grown-ups, as I called them, but I didn't understand, like, how you live in the projects and you, like, got all these cars or whatever. So one thing me and my sister used to do was we used to get on the back of the cars, kind of like, you know, how you, on, like, the, you can kind of sit on the tail like that or whatever like that, kind of how you saw on Cooley High where they jumped on the back of the school bus. That's how we would get, like, behind cars or whatever. And so this, we got behind this one car, and it started driving. And in our mind, we was just going to go somewhere far, far away from projects or whatever. So as we, as the car started driving a little bit, we didn't know that my mama and her friend was looking out the window. And basically, like, we got, like, beat that night, because it's like, what are you doing? Like, you could have been killed. Like, you could have killed yourself. Like, what in the world? Look, she whooped us together. Both of y'all said, look, you get whooped together. You twins, you get whooped together. So go on, so sit on the couch. And she took out the back, whack, you know? And so, like, just thinking about that, love protects you so that we never did that again, you know, because the fear forces you not to do it again. But see, that was a protection so that we didn't get ourselves killed or anything. So as we strive for perfection, I really believe that what we're doing is striving to perfect love, you know, of everything that we learn in this walk out of the relationships, everything that we go through. It's, you know, we strive for perfection, but that perfection is to perfect love, you know, because we know Yehoshua was perfect, but Yehoshua perfected love. And that's why we see him doing and saying all the things that he's saying, you know, love your enemies and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you, at least, the least you did this to my brothers, you did to me. And going to feed the poor and heal the sick and raise the dead, all of this was an act of love. And he was teaching us love. And it's not something that he just talked about, but he did. You know, when Yehoshua said, there's no greater love than one who is willing to lay down his life for his friend, that's deep, because you have to get to a certain level of love in order to lay down your life and die for somebody. Some of us can't even stand adversity for somebody. Can you be hated for me? Are you willing to go through it for me? Are you willing for your image to be tarnished just for little old me? Can you be hated for me? Can you be looked down on for me? Can you be stoned for me? If you can't, how is it that you're going to die for me? So when Yehoshua said there's no greater love than one who is willing to lay down his life for his friend, and he laid down his life for us. Yehoshua didn't just talk about it. Yehoshua was about it. So Yehoshua showed true love and true friendship, and he even called us his friends. He said, you are my friends if you do what I command you. So not only is love the character of Yah, but it was also manifested in Yehoshua. So that's one thing, too, is to go back and read Yehoshua and study the Messiah, because he was filled with love, and he manifested love, and he taught love. And that's what we're supposed to perfect within ourselves. And I think that we all have aspects of love we have perfected, but we all also have aspects that we are still striving to perfect, and that's what the journey is about.
Well, you said that. You said that, and it was so beautiful how you brought up Yehoshua, which is the Messiah, for everyone who may be listening for the first time. Definitely, I love the way you brought that up. And, you know, as we talk about Yehoshua, you know, Yehoshua showed no partiality. And I think that's something that we can't leave the show without talking about. You know, he didn't have favorites. There was no favoritism. Mm-hmm. There was no, you know, there was no bestie. There was no Ace Boon Coon, no homeboy, no homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, there was no partiality. The same measure of love that he had, you know, for one disciple or emissary, he showed the next. And, you know, when you really sized up these brothers, you know, who was walking with Yehoshua, they were not the image, not that, you know, romanticized image of love that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Which makes that so beautiful, because truly, at the end, what did Yehoshua do for us? He gave his life for us. Did he or did he not? And, you know, I love the way you brought that up, EC, because it's really, you know, I guess really the best way to go ahead and wind down the show. That was excellent because truly he had no partiality. He emptied himself. And, you know, he had all the power. He had all the esteem. You know, he was Yah's son. You know, he emptied himself, you know, to lay down his life for us. And there is no greater love
sacrifice.
Than that. That sacrifice he was willing to make.
That's deep right there. I mean, you sisters hit everything on the head right there. And I'm just gonna reiterate, you know, 1 Corinthians real quick. Love is patient. It's kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. It's not puffed up. Does not behave indecently. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Reckons not the evil. Does not rejoice over the unrighteous, but rejoices in the truth. So I'm just going to leave with that right there. You know, and of course we talk about
hallelujah,
a lot
and
of
for that, ladies, that that's our show for tonight. What is love? We just gave it to you. And so hopefully we'll be back. Y'all willing, we'll be back next week with another show. And that's it. Let's strive to love each other. So we're going to go ahead and play out with our jam of the day. This is Greater by Tahelia. Let's go ahead and close out. We'll see you next week. Y'all bless and shalom.
Made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his understanding. When he makes his voice heard, there is a roaring of waters in the heavens, and he makes vapors rise from the ends of the earth. The lightnings for rain he has made, and brings wind from his treasury. He is Yah.
The Blessed Handmaidens of Yah and Yahoshua is the women's ministry of Israelite heritage, brought to you by the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, hosted through blogtalkradio.com.